Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
You may now kiss the...
Hold on!
Let me give you some advice.
You're on 98.5. It is Drive with Beck, and it's time to talk marriage with Phil Ayres from Kingdom City. How are you doing?
Good, Beck. Good. Great to be with you today. And hello to everyone out there. Hope you're having a wonderful day and getting ready for a crazy Christmas.
That's so true. Now, today we're looking at the final part of what building strong marriages using the imagery of a wheel to illustrate the key elements. We've gone through Christ at the center, communication skills, and what's today?
And so today we want to talk about the third C, which is our commitment to our spouse and the power of commitment in the relationship and what it does to build a fantastic marriage.
So why is commitment important besides the obvious reasons?
Okay, well, so commitment is a different aspect of the human anatomy compared to when we're first in love and we falling in love with each other and that whole chemistry and everything that's involved with that, the romance of our relationship. Commitment doesn't come from the feelings. It actually comes from our will and the choices that we make. So obviously people fall in love and that's beautiful and you want that to continue. I don't want to be married to someone I don't love and I'm not in love with. I want that to continue to grow. But when people make deep commitments to each other, when couples make a deep commitment in their marriage, they're enacting or they're engaging another part of their soul that actually gives a long-term and more stable capacity to continue in love. See, the problem is feelings come and go. One day they're up and the next day they're down, and that might be for a whole range of reasons. So you can't build anything on a feelings-based relationship. It's just all over the place. It's just fluff in the wind.
So true.
You know, like a feather floating in the wind. It's just no stability. It's all over the place. Whereas when you make a choice about something and you determine in your heart, not just feel it, but determine, I am going to love you, it takes your relationship to a whole different level.
So how can you measure your commitment to your spouse? How do you know where you're at?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I think there are a couple of things you can do to really get a gauge on your personal commitment level to each other. And there's a great verse in the book of Amos, chapter 3 and verse 3, and it says, can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction? Some people think that the measure of agreement is the measure of commitment. Now, I don't actually believe that's true. I don't think that's what that verse is saying. I think that agreement is an outcome of the commitment to the direction a couple have made. In other words, when commitment is at the foundation of that relationship, they will determine, they will fight their way through until they find the agreement that's necessary to reach the goal. So I think when I am committed to someone and I want to measure that, well, I can measure my level of determination to find a way to make it work with my spouse. Or another example is my willingness to keep learning. Because if I already know everything, I've determined what I want, what I'll do, when this new person comes into my life, which involves so much change and so much challenge because they're always different and they think the opposite and so on, I have to be willing to keep on learning and embracing another perspective of life that I haven't known before. And so if you measure that, if you think about that, am I willing to change? Am I willing to grow? Am I willing to forgive quickly and thoroughly? Because when I'm hurt and my emotions, my feelings are hurt, a great indicator of whether I'm living by the choices I'm making or the feelings I feel is, am I willing to activate the choice even when my feelings are hurting and thoroughly forgive that other person? This is some of those examples how you can measure your commitment to your spouse.
And just quickly, does every couple begin their marriage with strong commitment, or is it something that grows over time?
I think that that's another great question too, and one worth thinking about, because couples who make strong decisions and make a strong commitment to each other will build a great marriage. But like anything, it has to be accompanied with an ongoing mindset to keep on being committed. So I think that when you first start anything, when when someone starts a career in a job, they have an idea of what it's going to be, and they get committed to becoming that role of doing that function. But as they go, they learn what it is, and they then determine to grow and understand it. I think that's the same with marriage. It has to start with a commitment to another person, but that commitment has to continue to grow in order for you to reach the full potential of God's design, and never give up. The great words of Winston Churchill, keep fighting, keep on fighting for what you've got.
Brilliant as always, Phil Ayres from Kingdom City, having a chat about strong marriages. Thank you so much.
God bless.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.